We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Where to start?
I'll tell you where to start, Jack. Okay. You and I are on a sacred mission from God to hunt down all the Chrises.
Yeah.
The hottest, most handsome, most famous Chrises. And
And take them out.
Feel like we got to the point where
we got
the pile of Chrises below us was so big, and like the Chrises left to go find were just like so obscure.
We were like climbing over Chrises to get other Chrises. In a way that was like, even for us, even certified lifelong grizzly Chris hunters, it started to wear.
And I can't remember, did we decide whether we were going to go somewhere and now we're taking an audible? Or is this just like uncharted territory we're discovering together with the sex bugs and the bed pods?
This is uncharted territory. The one thing we know is that we do content blocks now.
Well, that's here's one for you. Something that you've always dreamed of, Jack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is the premise of what is going to be our March
content block.
Although I think we're getting like, we're winging February, are we?
Well, this is like an intro. And this,
this is F-Zero. This is world building.
I'm going to speak more about this. But this isn't just us. For too long, we've been doing the work. And this is where we carried you. And by this, I mean the last, 8 years?
8 years
something
of
like
podcasting.
That. Since 2016? Ugh. Yeah. That's this.
Nothing
and it's where we carried you. But now you have to do the work. And everyone does. This is mandatory.
Do the work.
Yeah, do the work. And by mandatory, I guess I don't want to scare off listeners. I mean optional.
I think making it optional really goes to kind of counter to the concept and title of the content block.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to have to insist everyone do it along with us at threat of like harm.
Yeah, I guess like the thing that happens, not to like dive too far into the metaphor, but like if you're being marched in a really horrible way that some people are going to die. In the metaphor, like
I think it's
not
optional.
Reading the book at all is you died, basically.
Yeah.
Early.
Like, we leave it up to you.
Got started, you know? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to torture
fine.
The
You're
metaphor
still on the march.
Too much because the metaphor is torture already.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what we're going to be doing for March, Jack.
Yes.
This is your dream. So I want to sort of like, I'm Serena and you're Venus and I'm just like giving you a soft lob over the net now.
Okay. And it's my turn now. It's my turn. Whoa. Oh, I have a surprisingly strong backhand.
Whoa. God, you wing it back to me?
Yeah.
That's not how you do an intro.
Whoa. It's almost like we're the best tennis playing sisters of all time. So this hasn't, I think that I'll just say that the tennis metaphor hasn't helped in terms of like advancing the ball forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of me explaining what's happening. So do you want to try another one?
Let's see.
Just so we can get there. What's something where you like throw the ball and then like they don't give it back to you? Or something like that.
How about this? I'm like a temple in the jungle.
Okay.
And you are
Indiana
Jones, and yeah. I've got this beautiful introduction and sort of set up for you.
But I have to like weigh some sand.
And you have
so
to go
it's
in
the exact same way.
Grab it and get out of this.
And then put the sand down so like the boulder doesn't roll.
This metaphor and this this introduction in one piece.
Okay, great. Okay,
can you do it? Can you pull it off now?
That's happened. I'm weighing the sand. I put the sand down and picked up the intro at the same time, and it's gone wrong.
This is the problem if we don't have Chrises to hunt. We're just sort of like left to our own like metaphor devices, and it just doesn't work for us.
And the boulder is chasing me now, and the most important thing, if I remember my Indiana Jones, is I have to keep my hat.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got a whip. Sometimes I think you can use that. the whip to like grab the hat, maybe. But that just may be in the Young Indiana Jones Adventures, which was a TV show that was on when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember it, and it was River Phoenix.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway, so what are we talking about?
Here we are. I've given up my sacred treasure to you, and you've escaped the jungle temple. The
giant
boulder has harmlessly clobbered like an ancient wall.
Yeah. And guess what? Bad news. It's a death march through Middle March. It's March. We're doing the death march through Middle March. Get ready, everybody, and it's mandatory. And here's how I want people to think about it. Everybody's saying, and you know this because you've been in marketing meetings and branding meetings and all that sort of thing. You know what everybody's saying now in the year of our Lord 2024?
I can't wait for you to tell me whatever.
Everybody's saying, what's going to be our ice bucket challenge?
You know what? I was literally just saying this the other day.
What's going to be?
You know what the problem with America is?
Yeah.
Kids these days haven't had a good ice bucket challenge.
And what's going to be our ice bucket challenge? And so we should get the ground. So what we're doing today, we should say, is it's just ground rules. So we don't really have start on you. We read the first chapter. It's like 500
words. The part in Squid Games where everyone's like putting on their suits and like learning the rules of the like contest.
Yeah. So it's ice bucket challenge. It's death march through middle march, and everybody's doing it. And I guess like, do you like film a video of yourself doing the death march through middle march and like challenge somebody else? Do we want to like mimic the social dynamics?
I think it's like a parasocial thing. I think it's like, I think we are reading it and you have to read it too. And then the proof is you will enjoy our show more.
I don't know. I want this to like, to be like, can we have it be like, you know, like everyone's sharing their Wordle scores?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In the year of our Lord 2024.
So I guess we'll just have to come up with some kind of like,
we just need like a social object.
Yeah. Okay.
So we need to come up with some kind of a challenge for people. And then we can let that come out in the course of it. So the broad strokes of this are, because it's like dry January, you know? It's like, what's the thing? Whack off November, where they don't.
Yeah. It's like dry January. It's like whack off November. It's a personal, or it's like Ninoma, you know, like national right.
NaNoWriMo. Right. Yeah. So
this
we
is
take
like
a month,
personal challenge,
and you have to whack off every
and
day.
By personal challenge, I mean compelled challenge that we are making you do.
Yeah, you
it's
have
a death
to
march.
Do it. It's a death march, too. And that's the thing. And I know what everyone's saying. Oh, I don't want to. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. We don't either.
That's the thing about it.
You think we want to be like holding these bayonets to your back?
It's not called like optional hike through middle march.
It's a march for us, too.
Yeah. No one's having a good time. Except I will say, I already death march through middle march, probably about 15 years ago now, and this one fucking slaps. It's a good ass book.
Let's establish some ground rules. You and I are reading a book, which is something that we used to do quite frequently.
Yeah
So it's nice to be back in this space. Last time we read a book, it was by I think called a dungeon fic.
Oh yeah,
like raunchy goblin sex romp.
We also read Jane Eyre,
written by a man.
Yeah,
and now we're sort of like both treading back into the world of books with George Eliot's Middlemarch and romances written by men.
Yeah,
George Eliot.
Yeah,
so it's
finally
nice to be back in this space. I know that goblin sex episode turned off a lot of people. I'm hoping that this one doesn't have that same.
Yeah, I like looked at a, you know, like a dip in our audience, and it was can really be dated right back to that episode we did, the goblin sex thing, but almost too exactly.
And then I think the other important part about this book is that it's really long.
It's so long. That's why you kind of have to death march through it.
And I'm reading it and listening to it at the same time. I've found that it's the best way for me to focus on a piece of text. And I finished up my session today. We read the prelude and the first chapter, just to, I think, get the dramatis personae, you know?
Yeah, so we should say, the novel is written by...
I finished up my session today.
Okay, sorry, you finished up your
session. The prelude.
Yeah, so should we get some terminology?
Chapter one. I would say it took about 30 minutes of reading.
Yeah.
All in, and I am, according to my Kindle, 3% in. So I'm pretty far. Like, I just have to do this
30 times, 30 more 30, times.
33 more times.
Yeah, but I think, like, I don't have the Kindle version, but it's like there's probably a lot of like front matter and like intro, like probably a preface, you know, written by some academic that like got skipped.
Yeah, I skipped all over that.
Yeah.
I read the prelude because that felt like that was the words of our guy.
So we're jumping ahead of ourselves. We need to set some ground rules, and we need to kind of introduce the dramatis personae here. So the ground rules that we know is starting on the 1st of March, whatever your other plans were, jettison them. Yep. They're canceled.
Vacations, canceled. March Madness, canceled. Like, whatever it is, cancel it.
Oh, I've got the first meme for us, for people to post. And because we're going to give people social objects to post to kind of spread this virally, like the Ice Bucket Challenge. So the first one you can post, and you can just make this meme yourself. It's just write this impact font. My love language is canceling plans to read Middlemarch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then maybe like hashtag like Death March.
Hashtag Death March through Middlemarch. Yeah. Is that too much?
I think that's good.
Yeah.
What's it's just impact on like a white background, or do we want to suggest?
Maybe picture of George Eliot or something.
Or SpongeBob.
Yeah, or SpongeBob is good. Yeah.
SpongeBob. Maybe somewhere between those.
Can we do SpongeBob's reading Middlemarch? Oh, you know what? Help me workshop another one, because I like this meme too. It's like the guy, and he's looking at a butterfly.
Oh,
and he's like, what is this?
Ancient meme.
A death march through Middlemarch.
That's pretty good. And it's the butterfly, or would it be something else? Oh, I guess it would be like our show art.
Speaking of ancient, here's a funny thing. Lewis in the car the other day was like, I was like, you want me to sing you a song? And he said, Baby Shark, which is pretty cute, but I won't sing it because that song gets stuck in my head. And Cyril goes, oh yeah, that's a classic song. I love classic songs.
Classic.
Anyway, sorry, carry on. No, we're workshopping memes for folks to post.
Miles has a Baby Shark puppet. I'll just quickly hop in. This is a dad talk. Miles has a Baby Shark puppet.
Yeah.
And you can put your hand inside of it and move the mouth up and down.
Okay.
And the mouth has a little button inside.
Fuck you.
And every time the button is pressed, it says when you do the mouth, it sings the song, obviously.
Fuck you. Yeah.
But it has a little button so that you can do it at a certain pace. So you can go really slow and it goes, Baby Shark. And then you can do it really fast and it does it really fast, sings it really fast. So you haven't really heard Baby Shark until you've heard it through like a loud puppet being sung at like a nightmarishly slow pace.
Why would you get that for your child? That's so fucked up. Can
like
we hack 9 it?
9 p.m.?
Let me ask you this. Can we hack it so that when you open its mouth, it goes, it's been.
What if we hacked it to just play like episodes of our podcast?
Yeah, that works too. Hang on. So have you got one for the, you know what I'm talking about? The guy's looking at the butterfly and he's like, what is this?
Yeah.
Death March through Middlemarch. Does that work? Is this Death March through Middlemarch?
Yeah. What about it's like that meme where it's like a car on a highway and he's at like a off ramp and he's quickly pulling off the off ramp and there's a big sign above the car and pointing forward it says like March plans.
Oh yeah, that's
and
good.
And then pulling off to the right,
it says Middlemarch.
Yeah,
Death March
through Middlemarch.
Okay, I've got another good one. It's the guy. So what happens in March? Is it Easter? What's like the main thing that happens in March?
St. Patrick's Day, Easter.
Is Easter? Okay, so let's say it's Easter. I think Easter is going to be in April, but let's say it's Easter. And if it's not, you can pick something else. But it's the guy.
Yeah,
and
he needs work.
He's got his arm around the Easter bunny, and she's looking at him all mad because he's got his head turned around, and his eyes are popping out and ogling about the George Eliot's walking past.
The
distracted boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Does that work? You know, like his girlfriend is the Easter bunny and that's his March plans, but then he sees George Eliot and now he's got something better. Does that work?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay, folks, you can post these. Sound off in the comments.
And maybe you and I are, like, standing behind him with, like, our bayonets to, like, his back.
Okay, sure, yeah, because we want to keep the Death March imagery in there. Yeah, that gets a little crowded, but if someone wants to mock that up, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah, I just want to imply, like, you don't really have a choice, guy. You're not going with the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So we should just be very careful about that sort of language.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the, well, let's do Dramatis Personae first.
Okay, yeah.
So we read a book. It's by a gentleman named George Eliot. It seems, I didn't look into it at all. It seems like it's old-timey.
It seems pretty old-timey, yeah, yeah.
They don't really talk about cars or, like, Tinder or anything like that. They mostly just talk about, like, the Moors, you know?
Yeah, they do. They mention the Moors early on, and the Psalms comes up.
Psalms come up. So this book is called Middlemarch, and it's really long. Should we, actually, before we talk about Dramatis Personae, should we talk about how long it is and how much, and how we kind of want to split it up?
Well, I...
Because we only have, how many weeks are in March?
I think traditionally four.
How many Mondays do we, or two, when are we releasing?
How many Mondays do we have? That's a good question. Because that's going to make it, I mean, I guess like we have to read the book throughout all of March no matter what. But like,
yeah, but
how many
how
episodes?
Fast we get to read it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. We've got 4 Mondays. The 4th,
Monday.
The 11th, the 18th, and the 25th.
Okay.
So we have to break these 8 chapters plus finale into 4 Mondays. Well, that's,
well, that's convenient.
Two each.
So this, for this episode, Tanner and I have read something that's called the Prelude. We glanced at the front matter, didn't spend any time on it, read something called the Prelude, and then we read chapter 1, just to kind of whet our appetites here. And so
chapter
you can
one,
do that
book,
now.
Book 1, chapter 1.
Right. You can do that now. It's March is not here yet, but you can do that. You're allowed to do that now. And then when March begins, oh boy, we have to read, I guess if it's 8 chapters, can
sorry,
we just...
Sorry, I think I may have misspoke. 8 books.
Okay.
And each book has about 12 chapters in it.
Okay, so can we read 2 books?
We're going to have to read 2 books each week.
2 books every week, and then at the final week, it's the final 2 books and like whatever's left.
The finale, which I think
the
is
finale.
Just like a few pages.
Okay, great. So that's the Death March. Everyone has to do it.
Oh,
right?
No, the finale actually looks quite long, I'm looking at now. But you know, that's that's March 25th Tanner's problem, you know?
Yeah, okay. Maybe we can fit in like a bonus episode like midweek for the finale or something.
Yeah, we'll have to see. That doesn't sound very fitting with the spirit of the Death March.
No, not at all.
Things like bonus, accommodating bonus episodes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I think this is great. Starting a new job, really perfect time to have to be reading grueling Victorian.
No, it's a good time for me because I'm currently in a book club where we're reading like a 800-page history book called A Peace to End All Peace that's about like, I don't know, World War I and beyond.
Wow. That's good.
So,
you'll
good
kind of have
some
tandem reading. Yeah.
But that's the rules.
Cool. Great.
This is the thing, though.
That's the rules. So next week, come back and have for March 4th.
Yeah. For March 4th.
First
2 books read.
22 chapters.
Yeah. And
it's not so bad.
We'll figure out what you post. Like, cause you have to like call someone out.
Oh yeah. So
like
sorry.
Ice Bucket Challenge.
Do
you know?
Have the 22 chapters read. Do post at least.
Yeah.
I want to say like 3 to 5 memes.
Yeah. 3 to 5 memes.
And you have to tag someone in all of them.
Yeah. You got to tag someone. And then like
that's
shame
how this
people.
Is gonna work.
You know, those Facebook posts where it's like, you tell
don't
some
shame
like,
them, pity them. Like
you tell some
you're
moral
going
story,
to be left behind.
And then at the end you say like, hey, now we're at the end of the post. I'm actually checking to see who read this. And like if you read this, you have to post it on your Facebook wall.
Yep.
So maybe we'll like compose some text for that. This is gonna go pretty viral, I think. It's a new Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, yeah. But not everyone's gonna be able to keep up.
That
so.
The Ice Bucket Challenge raised awareness and a lot of money, I think, for ALS. The Death March through Middle March is going to raise awareness and a lot of money for
hopefully
our podcast.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. everybody, it's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So Dramatis Personae.
Dramatis Personae.
Called George Eliot did the whole thing. He had a lot of time on his hands.
Finally, they let a man write
Let a man do it.
I don't know if we'll get into whether or not it's a romance.
Yeah.
So far,
I've read it. Have you read it?
No, there's a movie. Obviously not.
Are people allowed to watch the series instead?
No.
Yeah.
If we catch wind that, and that, in fact, that's you, part of it. And your meme has to be relevant to something that's
In the book, but not in the series.
You do have to watch the series because your memes all have to be relevant to things that are in the book, not the series.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. That's how we'll know.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So. It's some guy called George Eliot. They let a man write a romance for once, and we don't know if it's a romance. And I actually do, because I've read it, and I can't say whether or not it's a romance.
I think that'll be part of the mission.
Because that would spoil it. And this is something that can be spoiled.
What's waiting for us at the end of this death march? Is it a romance?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
I know.
I'll say this. I don't think there's often anything very good waiting for people at the end of death marches.
But I think the march itself is definitely
also bad.
At least is also bad. Yeah. Okay. So we know who it so far. Some guy called George Eliot. He's the writer.
Yeah.
Who is the people in it? So far,
there's two girls,
sisters. Yes.
Their names are Cecil,
Cecilia,
yeah,
and Dorothea.
Yes.
Here's the deal. Here's what we've learned from our first chapter.
And Uncle Mordecai. But we haven't really met him yet.
Yeah. So it's Cecilia and Dorothea Brooke. They're sisters. They're orphans. Interesting.
Yeah. How did their parents die? What year is this?
It's from the old times.
Middle March. I just want to figure out how did their parents die? Like cholera?
It doesn't say. But they, according to George Eliot,
wow, Bezos, the fucking Bezos effect. I Google Middle March.
Yeah.
And the first result is TV serial on IMDb.
Classic. The dumbing down of America. Dumbing down of America. Kids these days, they're watching the mini series of Middle March instead of educating their fucking selves.
When was Middlemarch written?
Just no attention span, you know?
Oh, it came out in 8 installments over... Wow, so...
Everybody's got their eyes George glued Eliot? To the fucking boob tube watching the mini-series of Middlemarch.
George Eliot didn't even release this thing at one time. It took him, like, a year and a half to do it.
Okay, yeah.
And we're doing it in 1 month. So we're doing it in 1 month,
George.
So 18, let's say the late 1800s.
Yeah. Okay. Late 1800s.
What was killing folks?
In the late 1800s. And cholera is a good guess.
Late 1800s, England. It's yeah. England?
Yeah.
Consumption.
Okay. What's consumption. That? Tuberculosis.
Do we know what that actually is?
Okay. Tuberculosis.
Wow. A lot of stuff was killing people. Scarlet fever, cholera, smallpox, typhus, yellow fever.
Yeah, so pick your poison. George doesn't bother. George doesn't want us to know what killed these parents. But they're dead, and according to the text, first chapter, they have good connections with an X, and that means they have a nice weed hookup, I think.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty interesting young women.
Yeah. They've got good connections, and they're, I guess that's their weed hookup, and it's their uncle, and he takes them in.
Is this the prelude? I didn't really, I'm going to admit, I think I'm a fairly well-read person.
Okay.
I didn't really understand what relevance the prelude had to the rest of the book.
It's just kind of like setting the scene. So we'll say should we say the prelude? Let's give him a taste.
Yeah, the prelude is interesting. Let's give him a taste. It's sort of about,
it's a lot about someone called Saint Teresa.
Saint Teresa, yeah.
Really a lot. And yeah, so first line of the prelude, this. Too much, really. Let's see. Who that cares much to know the history of man and how the mysterious mixture behaves under the varying experiments of time has not dwelt, at least briefly, on the life of Saint Teresa? So that's the question, and I guess I'll ask it of you. It's a rhetorical question as George frames it, but I think what he's trying to say here is who hasn't thought about Saint Teresa when they're like thinking about stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I will now, certainly. Yeah.
You know what it is? That's the, like...
Had I known about her before, I may have.
1800s version of all men are thinking about the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
That's the meme. And that's actually, that's a meme. You can do it on TikTok.
Any man you know.
That's another meme you guys can post. It's like, ask your husband.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, how often are you thinking of Saint Teresa?
How often you're thinking about Saint Teresa.
And her thing was that she
I don't know, because I was like, oh, yeah, Mother Teresa, everyone knows. But actually, no.
No, it wouldn't have been Mother Teresa.
It's someone different in this. She's Spanish. George gives us some info. She's Spanish. She lived 300 years ago, which for us is now like more like 400 years ago.
Wow, really makes you think.
And saint, so must have committed at least... Three
there's
miracles.
So many Saint Teresas that I just looked one up, and this one was born in 1873, so also not
it. We're right looking 1500s.
Okay, it's Teresa of Avila.
Yes, and George does mention Avila, I think, here in... out they toddled from rugged Avila, wide-eyed and helpless-looking as two fawns. I'm not sure what's being referred to here. Oh, it's Saint Teresa and her brother. And that's important, too, I think. Probably.
Sounds like they took the church out of Spain.
Okay.
What is she the saint of? Patron saint of...
Come on, you can do
the
it.
The Castilian Parliament. So not okay. like...
Okay. So we're off to a good start. So George wants us to think about this stuff, and it wants you to think about it, too. We're all in this together.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so that's the prelude. It's like...
I guess ask your boyfriend or any man in your life that too, how often they're thinking about the 17th century Castilian Parliament.
Yeah. Yeah, get it on and like film them secretly so it like feels natural, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got her fixed in our minds.
Yeah. We've got Saint Teresa fixed in our minds. And that's going to help us set the scene for this opening scene where we're learning about these orphans. Don't worry. They've got good connections and they're babes.
They're babes. They're into some kinky stuff. I'm reading this on Kindle, and instead of pages, they've given me locations.
Okay, perfect.
So at location 248.
Super helpful.
George says of, I think, Charlotte.
There's not a Charlotte, but...
Cecile?
I think it's Cecilia, isn't it? We got to get these things right. But, folks, it's not...
George says of Dorothea.
Yeah, it's Celia. It's Celia and Dorothea.
Dorothea could not reconcile the anxieties of a spiritual life involving eternal consequences without a keen interest in gimps.
Okay.
And artificial protrusions of drapery.
Okay. Yeah.
So we know
and
they're
all
like.
We know what that is. Some weird shit.
Well, we've all seen Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. 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 And you thought Tarantino did it first. But
no,
actually,
it was
George.
This guy, George Eliot. Yeah.
Okay. Whew.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So we've got these two characters.
Mm-hmm.
They also have an uncle. That's their connection.
They've got an uncle. That's their hookup. Yeah. Okay, so it's these two girls, Celia, Dorothea. They've got their uncle. That's their hookup. And guess what? When you are that connected and that hot, somebody's going to want to marry you. Anyone's going to want to marry you. You can have anyone, right?
Right, except it sort of seems like Cecile's hot to trot. She wants to, like, wear mom's jewelry and get out into the world.
Well, I think, let me put it another way.
But Dorothea's more like she's kind of got, like, horse girl energy.
She's got a horse girl energy, but she's, like, super into religion.
Well, and horses.
And horses implied. Horses, parenthesis, implied.
She struck you as religious?
Yeah.
She, like, didn't want to wear their mother's crucifix that was offered to her by her sister.
She doesn't want to wear any, like, fripperies because she's so religious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got the opposite, but maybe you're probably right. You've read the damn book.
Let me read you this passage, and you can weigh in on it. And I guess you can also weigh in on a secondary question, which is this nice? The question before them is, what would a nice marriage be? And Dorothea says, the really delightful marriage must be that where your husband was a sort of father and could teach you even Hebrew if you wished it.
Yeah, I thought that was a good tip from George.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you thought that was a good tip from George.
Yeah, I think George is like giving us like, well, I'm not single, but, you know, had I read this book when I was single, he's kind of giving us some, like, you know, pickup tips. Pua.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pickup tips, and it's like...
Be a sort of father. Teach them Hebrew.
Yeah.
That's what the young girls are looking for.
Oh, I see. From a boy's perspective, yeah.
Well, from George's perspective.
Yeah, you could be, like, you could be zaddy and teach them Hebrew.
Yeah.
Girls love that stuff. Dorothea loves that stuff, and she's a babe. So I think that's... Oh, another thing we know about Dorothea early on, one of the first things that George mentions, and I think this is going to be important because it's like literally one of the first lines in the book after the prelude. Nice hand and wrist.
She does have an extremely lovely hand and wrist.
Yeah. Very good hand and wrist. And that's what boys won't tell you
a
what they want.
Touch and grabbing.
Necessarily. Yeah.
Boys are looking for a girl with a nice hand and wrist. Girls are looking for a daddy who can teach them Hebrew. Yeah. It's a tale as old as time. Still as relevant as it was back in whatever 1680.
Yeah. Is there like can we memeify that? It's like, you know, like men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
Oh, that's pretty good.
What about like what's the meme where it's like when he's like daddy and teaches you Hebrew?
Maybe it's like get you a guy who can do both.
Yeah, get you a guy who. What about like like if you can't handle me at my daddy, you don't deserve me at my you Hebrew.
If you can't handle my Hebrew lessons, then you don't deserve me at my like daddiest.
Yeah, we'll work on that. Well, you work on it.
I think we're circling. You guys work on it.
You work on it.
We got you 90% of the way there, I think.
Yeah. But nice hand and wrist. So what do we know? Nice hand and wrist. I'm going to say very religious. Might be, frankly, I think it's in there. It may just be that, like, I kind of, that
is a question, sort of an adjacent question to her being religious. It's another passage that sort of, the note I captured was, what does she know about horses that we don't?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Does she mention horses?
It's from location 282.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I was going to look and then I can't because I'm not reading in that way. But yeah, so you just say it.
Well, let me tell, it's a location 282 of 14,075 in case that helps you sort of like.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. No, technically I should be able to do the math. Yeah, do the conversion.
She says this, writing was an indulgence. Sorry, he says this, George.
George does, yeah.
Writing was an indulgence which she, Dorothea, allowed herself in spite of conscious qualms. She felt that she enjoyed it in a pagan, sensuous way. Okay. And always looked forward to renouncing it.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's religious, and it's also horse girl energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also like implying that maybe I'm not doing horse riding the right way if I feel like one day I'll need to renounce it.
Yeah. 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 I don't know.
I think I've been horse riding a few times. I grew up in Colorado. Yeah. It's just like, I think something you do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't describe it as pagan or sensuous.
Neither pagan nor sensuous.
Actually, pagan, I think. We were sort of out in the scrub.
Okay.
Pagan makes sense.
A little sensuous? Bit pagan. Not sensuous. And not something you felt an urge to renounce.
Well, I would renounce it, but not
too hot.
Morally.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I would renounce it because it hurt like my body to do it.
I've fallen off a horse twice.
How many times have you been on a horse?
A lot. I took horseback riding lessons. Fun fact about me.
You're a horse girl.
When I was a boy, I was a horse girl. Real horse girl energy.
And that's why she can't get a man.
I think she can get anyone she wants is the implication.
Not yet.
But she's not. Yeah. Yeah.
Not in chapter one.
She's looking for a very specific type of man.
Yeah. She's looking for a man of the faith.
Yeah. Who is kind of
isn't
like
afraid
a daddy
of horses.
Who could teach her Hebrew. So that's it mostly, right?
That's pretty much the whole chapter one of the book. Should we say, is it a romance now that we've gotten this far in and we've done
based on this so far, no horses have died. And we're talking about love. I mean, we're talking about marriage.
Yeah, they're talking about marriage. I think they're setting the scene for this to be a romance. So I think we've got, despite the fact that this is a death march and like things are looking grim and you are compelled to do this.
Yeah.
It's looking positive for a romance.
Yeah. Can you, on a death march, stop to smell the roses? No, I don't think so. Yeah.
You can.
Yeah, you'll fall.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, okay. All right, just, you know, just setting ground rules here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Great.
So we're going to be back next time with the full first two books, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody's going to have read them, right?
Okay, yep. Should we, and we've covered, we've happened this week.
Not right. Many people will not have read them.
Sorry, yes. Most people will have tried to read them. Many will have failed.
And died.
We will be strident.
But we won't stop.
And strong, and will carry those whose wills cannot carry them.
Yes.
But if you don't read it, you are not invited to listen along. Actually, that's probably going to hurt our numbers.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what I'm getting at. I think
listen
like,
along anyway and send it to like six friends.
Yeah.
And maybe you guys can like pool your.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Maybe with like some support, you can kind of get together and, you know, find the motivation.
Yeah.
So that's great. Listen along, read along, find six friends to read along to, get them in the death march.
And please listen even if you didn't read it. You're just dead.
Not so far we're at sort of the doorway to this story and death march. We don't know a lot about these two characters. All we know about them is that they are finally in the hands of their
uncle. Yeah.
Whose estate isn't even called Middlemarch, by the way.
No, I think that's the town.
Okay, well, they weren't clear about that.
Yeah. But that's it, folks. It's a death march through Middlemarch.
His state is called Tipton Grange.
Lovely. Yeah, and there will be a test, a quiz.
Yeah, there will be. I don't think they mentioned that in the series. So. That's how we'll know. All right.
Okay. Death march through Middlemarch begins now. Start your clock. Start your engines.
Still Strange Bedfellows. This is the content block.
Yeah.
Read along. It's just one book. Come on.
Or don't.
I've all read a book.
We'll still be here and post your memes, and it's viral. It's the Ice Bucket Challenge. And if anyone finds out what Saint Teresa did that's relevant, please sound off.
Ask the male in your life. He should know.
Ask your man. or yeah. a man.
Yeah.
What Saint Teresa did and how often he thinks about Saint Teresa of Avila.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make this go viral. And we're looking forward to it. And by the end of March, we'll either be dead or have finished Middlemarch.
Well, what if one of us doesn't make it?
Dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would actually sort of be nice. Sweet release.
Book is good. I read it. It's fucking great.
I just really hope it's a romance. All right, Jack.
Okay. That's
There's not a lot less to discuss. We've plenty more meat on the bone for next week. We're just going to have to sit here and let our saliva drip out of our hungry mouths until then.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice. Yeah.
Subscribe
to our Patreon. Please.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
That's
patreon.com/BSCC.
It's not a death march at all. It's a gentle stroll through the TGIF shows and right now my so-called life. Very
kind of the
fun.
Extended universe. Yeah.
Yeah.
The extended ABC universe of 90s programming.
Yeah. Patreon.com/BSCC podcast. Really appreciate everybody who has signed up. We love and kiss you so much for that. It helps to support the show.
The six friends you're getting to do the Death March?
Yeah.
Get them to sign up for the Patreon.
Get them to
too.
Sign up for the Patreon. Yeah.
Why not? Discuss that with them each week. You'll have something to talk about on the Death March.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you want to have something to talk about. Yeah, why not my so-called life?
When I was 14, I corn detasseled in the fields of Minnesota, which involves walking up and down the rows of corn and pulling a little leaf out of the top of it. I think so that the like big agri companies mm-hmm. can preserve their like genetically engineered corn lines.
Okay.
But I never really explored why they had 13 and 14-year-olds walking up and down the cornfields detasseling them.
You just saw some 13 and 14-year-olds walk into the cornfield and like got in line, or was this a paid position?
It was paid.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah.
And you really had to, it was kind of grueling work. You spent all day in the fields just like detasseling corn, and you had to sort of find some camaraderie with the other 13 and 14-year-old like Minnesotans. And I feel like this is similar. I think if you are
this
on the death march,
okay, good. I was wondering
you're gonna
where that
want.
Was going. Yeah,
I filled the days talking about like I think pretty crude like 14-year-old boy humor.
Yeah, that sounds great. And you can do that too. But if you don't, you could talk about the Patreon.
Talk about the Patreon. Talk about the Patreon. The TGIF shows. Yeah, my so-called life.
Yeah,
yeah.
I should say also this has been Dad Talk. And I know
the whole thing has been Dad Talk. We forgot to wrap it up earlier.
We forgot to wrap it when we should. So unfortunately, by the bylaws of Dad Talk, this whole thing has been Dad Talk.
Yeah.
So that's just going to add a wrinkle, unfortunately. But here we are. It's a new content block. All the Chris's are dead and buried. Yeah, we got them.
Safely behind dirt.
Yeah. And now it's Death March through Middle March. So
yeah, and then we'll see where we go after March if we survive it.
Nice hand and wrist. Ask your man if you got a nice hand and wrist.
Yeah.
Or
ask your
man
what you think. What do you think? Ask a man in your life what he thinks of your hand and wrist.
Yeah.
And then get that on video and put it on TikTok.
Yeah. Gotta
we can't
go.
Do this. We can't do all this work for you, people. Sometimes you gotta like be the little baby bird and fly out of the nest on your own.
Yeah,
we gotta go. Exactly. We'll be back next week with two chapters under us. Sorry, two books under us. So will you.
Yeah.
Jack.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Might be childhood friends.